Hey, Chris Jansen is our guest, and he is patiently standing by, and we appreciate it. Do you have a harmonica there next to you?
Yeah, I do, actually. Right here.
Can you throw down a little harmonica for us, would you, Chris?
Okay.
You're so good at it.
Let me get it out here.
Okay, yeah. Sure. Take your time.
Okay, we'll play Name That Song.
Yeah.
Ready? Here we go.
All right. Piano Man.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. Okay.
That's right.
Yes.
Give us another.
There you go.
All right, give us
okay.
One more.
All right, here we go. Well, it's not really a song, but it's just the sound of a song. But it's I'll do the train beat. Watch this.
That's amazing. I wish I could.
That's just so cool.
I wish I could do that. And you know, like you self-taught yourself.
Yes, sir. I sure did. I've never taken a day of mentoring as far as playing songs in my life and music, just because it's supposed to be. And everybody has different strokes for different folks. But for me personally, like, music is supposed to be so organic and natural. And if you can't do it naturally, just do something else. That's just the way I look at it. With you know, in my own personal walk, and so. Harmonica was just something that I picked up and learned because I needed to make more money back when I was singing in bars early on and playing for tips. And when I started playing it, people loved it, and my tips started quadrupling. And I just said, okay, I'm a harmonica player.
Are there any artists that you know of that it doesn't come easy to them that you noticed and you just go, wow?
Would you like to know?
Yes, we would. I mean, who
we
is
really
it?
Well, I can tell you, and I can tell you this. I know one artist off the top of my head who it does come very natural for, almost even more natural than me. Actually, two guys. I'm going to name them right here. Keith Urban and Hunter Hayes. Those guys can pick up an instrument, I don't care what it is, and play it. I've seen it. I can't even believe. They can play so much better than me. It's unbelievable. And to be those guys is really saying something, because it's hard to play instruments, man. Like, I mean, if you don't, I mean, for me, who does play a lot of instruments, sometimes I'll get really baffled. Like, I'm just not a skilled guitar player. I wish I was. I'm not, but I wish I was. And those guys can, like, sit down and just do anything. And I, you know.
So, wait. You're telling me Keith Urban can sit down at a steel guitar and play it?
Dude, yeah. Keith Urban can play anything.
I didn't know that.
I guarantee it. Dude, that guy can play. Hunter.
Hunter's the same way.
Keith can play it. Hunter, I think, on his record, actually did. I think he played every instrument on one of his albums.
They're like Prince.
He did. That's pretty impressive.
All right, well, so you can't answer that the tough question that I ask. Oh, I'll give you a softball one. Carrie Underwood, did you find that she looked any different close-up than on TV?
No.
I didn't.
My wife and I were just talking about that. I mean, she's a beautiful gal and a very nice gal, by the way. We think the world of her. And so, you know, we really appreciate Carrie, man. You know, I thought she looked great. I didn't really get too in-depth just because it wasn't my business, you know. And for me personally, when things happen in my life, I like the respect of just kind of keeping things low-key. And I'm sure she was that way, too. But I
well, to a point. To a point.
Yeah.
To a point. You can't. This one drives me crazy about celebrities. You can't sit there and go, I want to be famous. I want to do this. I want to be on stage, and I want to go, want the world to see me burn. And then when people start doing that, and then you go, oh, I need my privacy. That's the only thing that drives me batty. You can't have it both ways.
I got to sing her praises for a second on another note, too, man. With my Opry induction recently, I walked into my dressing room that night that I got inducted. And, of course, people flood you with gifts and everything, which was totally unexpected, which was such a humbling experience. But there was one in particular box laying there on the counter, and I love cigars. I didn't know that she knew that. And my wife, you know, we don't have a real personal relationship there. So I knew Kelly couldn't have told her, and I didn't know anybody else who would have told her. I had a nice handwritten note from Carrie, and it said, Chris, every time I've ever seen you on the opera stage, I know that you live it, breathe it, sleep it, you know, et cetera. And you were born to be here, and we're so proud to have you in the family. Your Opry sister, Carrie Underwood. I thought that was so
That is super, super cool.
What was it like to be on that stage and have Garth Brooks induct you into the Opry. They could have got anybody. They got Garth Brooks to come put you into the Grand Ole Opry.
So crazy.
You know, to have Garth come in and do that, first of all, to have Keith do the inviting was amazing. And to have Garth do the inducting was crazy cool because he's the real deal. And not only that, you know, I found out later that he did my Opry induction on the basis of, please don't ask me to play. Please don't ask me to be the star of the room. Make it about Chris. And man, you know, that is extremely humbling. It's a true testament to shows what a good guy is. And I just love Garth Brooks for that. And to top it off, it made my day and it went down in history. You can't ever take that moment back. You know, it's like Garth Brooks inducted me into the Grand Ole Opry, the institution that made country music famous and will always be. So.
Pretty cool. Well, Chris, man, we wish you the best. And pick up the current album, which is called Everybody. Drunk Girl's on there. And, man, we'll,
Redneck Life is on there.
Yeah, thank you, Patrick. Redneck Life is on there. I'm glad. Chris, you know, I said, well, you know the look I gave Patrick when he just did that, right?
Thank you, Patrick.
Thank you. Yeah. Appreciate it. Thanks for being here, Patrick. Chris, thanks, man. We love you. We'll holler at you later, man.
I love you too. See guys. You, man. Thanks. Bye. Again. See you.
Big D. Yeah.